This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Georgia, look, this is the kind of game where they should be up like 30-6 in the first quarter.
Right.
I said first quarter.
Yeah. I mean, 30 to nothing. I don't know where they're getting their six from.
Okay.
Right.
You said it. By that point, the third team should be in there. Either way, early start for the Dogs as well. And then they'll start focusing, which they already have, by the way, on Georgia Tech. Do not think for one second that Kirby and his staff are not already thinking about Tech. But Tech at home, night game, and Day-Day just mentioned that it's sold out. So punch your ticket to the ACC Championship with a win, man.
Right. And one nugget on the pros real quick before we get back to college thing.
Yeah, man.
Falcons are at 40 or 40 and a half right now, the over-under.
Okay.
So basically Vegas thinks it could be like a 21-17. You know, that sounds about right. That takes you under.
Neither one of these teams score, man.
Yeah.
They just don't.
So that's I didn't touch it, but it is. I mean, you could make the compelling argument for the under on Sunday afternoon.
All right. Coming up, Steve Coonan's going to join us, Hawks CEO. We're also going to get a chance to talk to our buddy Jeremy Fowler, some NFL conversation, the national view of what's going on with the Falcons. Look, we think, okay, with all the comments about our offense and, you know, the variations of things that you've heard with what people around the league or people who cover the league think is what's wrong, what's going on with our offense, the national view again, Mike, and this is where the conflict comes in. There are a lot of people I've talked to, Mike, that say this team should be much better and the talent is here. And you said to me the other day, are we too close to it? I think a lot of people feel like, again, when healthy, the pieces have been on the field to do the necessary things to win these games, but it hasn't happened. And I think because of that, the national view is a little bit skewed. It's a little bit different because we are right here and we're living it every day. But I will say, I'm curious to ask Jeremy Fowler about, you know, some of this stuff with the coach, because now as we get to the end of the season, the next 7 weeks, guys, there may be three or four more coaches fired by the time we get to the end of the season. These teams that are thinking about it are not going to wait. And they're going to get ahead of this. And so this is usually that time, Mike, over the next, you know, 5 weeks before we get to Black Monday, which is the week after the season ends, where we could have three more coaches fired easily in the NFL.
Yeah, I know that you just had a big hiring cycle the last couple of years, but nobody gets, you know, the time like you used to. You know, like college coaches get 4 years recruiting cycle. We're seeing it now in the NFL. The Gerard Mayo thing was in the contract, still made no sense, and it didn't work. Are the Browns going to finally move on from Stefanski?
Feels like he's safe because the owner admitted that he screwed up the Deshaun Watson thing.
Right. I don't know how you move on from Zach Taylor with the Bengals. Nobody stays healthy. Joe Burrow is the oft-injured. Obviously, Harbaugh's not going anywhere. Tomlin's not going anywhere. I believe Aaron Glenn is okay. Most people presume that Coach McDonald will get fired in Miami, but the owner didn't move on yet. But I read Armando Salguero. He thinks he's going to go. Now Buffalo fans are saying, is McDermott the right guy for the job all of a sudden?
Well, Mike, you can't be this good, all in, paid all your guys, and your team still looks the way it has. They've looked good at times, but they've been, again, beaten by us. Beat last night by a Texans team that a lot of people said, oh, they shouldn't even be in the game. I'm not sure if it's McDermott, but he is the only guy you're going to blame. You're not moving on from Josh Allen.
Right.
So he is going to get the blame. They're 7-4. It's not like they're out of it. but they're 2-3 on the road. If they have to go on the road in the playoffs, I don't trust Buffalo.
The other thing is, and it'll be interesting to see, Arizona, the Bidwells are kind of a screw-up, dysfunctional team. You know, they did go to the Super Bowl once, we know that, but Gannon, is Gannon safe? Is Kyler Murray going to kill two coaches?
No, they're going to move on from Kyler Murray. That Murray experiment is done. Gannon will get his guy in there, whoever that's going to be. And when you look at how they've drafted, they've actually drafted really good. Look, McBride is a beast at tight end.
Oh, yeah. I got him in my fantasy team. He's a stud.
Go look at some of these guys that they've brought in. I think Gannon is safe, but they got to make a decision, and they already have, apparently, at least you know what I'm hearing, that the experiment with Kyler Murray is done.
But right now, it's Titans, Giants, as far as so there's
open
not
jobs.
Not as many. And as I'm saying, maybe there won't be as big a job, many job openings as it was 2 years ago.
Open jobs, yeah. Because Carolina's not, with the way they're playing right now, they're not moving on from
and
their
And Canales,
coach.
They want to continue the development with Bryce Young.
Absolutely. You said it. The Jets thing, they're not going to give, you know, Aaron Glenn a year and then you know,
right. Jerk his chain.
That's not going to happen.
Got to get a quarterback in there.
And they know that. And the owner has said as much. 404-726-0929. But things get weird the last part of an NFL season. And especially when you start raising expectations. You know, when there are teams that feel like they're going to be a playoff team, we were one of them last year, and then they blow it, it changes the thought pattern of the ownership group, Mike. And every time we see this happens, there are teams that just fall apart for whatever reason. Look, the Bears guys are 7-3. They've won the last three games, basically last possession of the game the last 3 weeks. All of a sudden, everybody's talking about Caleb Williams and this development, how good he looks and how all of a sudden he's doing the things that Ben Johnson wants to do. A lot of people think the Bears are going to fall apart. They've done something that they normally don't do. Win these possessions, these last possession, you know, one possession games, that's not what they've done. But are they going to remain where they are right now? And that, by the way, it's a big game for them at home against the Steelers this weekend.
It's a big toss-up because the Bears are 1-2 in the division, but everybody's got to play everybody. That's the thing. Because Packers have only played one division game. Lions are 1-2 in the division, too, by the way.
Yep.
So it is kind of interesting. But, hey, that's the coach. That's a guy that interviewed here 2 years ago. And for whatever reason, it didn't happen. But it's a dude, I think, in Ben John, he's a good fit to get Caleb Williams where he needs to be. And he's doing it. Yeah. And Liam Cohen's doing a decent job in Jacksonville.
What about Pete Carroll, man?
Pete Carroll, that's a train wreck. And Geno, like you knew Geno had a ceiling. Geno, it's like
he signed off on it.
But yeah, Pete Carroll, I like the energy. You know, Annie Agar, who does those amazing NFL memes, she's got one. You see the one where it's like either it's a camel or I forget, somebody's chewing because, you know, Pete always chews gum. And it's basically he's making fun of Pete, just kind of standing there while the thing is just falling apart. I don't know. Like, let's be honest. You got another owner who's kind of a knucklehead. What is Tom? I presume Tom Brady signed off on the Pete Carroll thing, right? But you know, but you still got you've still got a knucklehead owner in Mark Davis with the Raiders.
Yeah.
Does he know what he's doing?
Well,
is Pete going to have a second year with this?
Who knows? Allegedly, Brady has had more say than they're leading on.
Okay.
But yeah, the quarterback thing is interesting because you would think he'd have a bigger thought, you know, on that is where they go.
But I'm just Gino saying, is Pete's boy from Seattle. It hasn't worked.
But I'm just saying, like, Pete Carroll's a guy that could be done. And the thing with that is, Mike, don't want to be an age discriminate guy, but he's not gonna be there in 5 years. When and if the Raiders do get good, right?
Right.
Is Pete Carroll still in charge? I think the thought process was he knows how to build a winner. He'll come in here. He'll help to get the foundation. Everybody said, yeah, this is great because we haven't had that. And then we'll transition. But it feels like they're missing a lot of pieces.
You know, when I was over there in Germany, running into so many Falcon fans, even had some Falcon fans say this to me on Sunday at halftime during the loss, unfortunately, to Carolina. And now, it's never going to happen, but a lot of guys are throwing it out there to me. And we've seen it on social media. Day-Day, what's your thoughts, Carl, that you go talk to Kirby Smart? And you say, Kirby?
So who?
Blank check. I'm off the blank. Kirby, what's it going to take?
No way.
Kirby, no.
No way.
And that's what I told these folks. It's an impossibility. It's not going to happen. And Kirby doesn't. Now, at some point, that may change where Kirby will, you know, at some point, like Saban, you know, he'll pivot and say, yeah, I'm in. But the money is so good in the college game, it's a moot point
really
now.
Think I'm going to
exactly. So I just want to save people the time. So if you see me, don't ask me about that because that's exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I just think his heart is at the collegiate level. And regardless of how it's changed, I thought Jalen Walker said it best. Like, all this stuff changes. He hasn't changed who he is and he hasn't changed how he coaches. And I think, you know, more than anything, once you realize this is where your heart's at, that's where you need to be. Spurrier was a great college coach. in the NFL. But who turns down that kind of money at the time when he was
right.
going to
you
the
gotta
league?
You got to do it. You got to do it.
Right? So I've never thought that – and Saban, too. Saban went through this. Guys, he's talked about it, you know. He did the NFL thing because, again, it's the next thing. A lot of these guys want to conquer with their ego. I got to go conquer this. But at the end of the day, his heart, you know, Miss Terry's heart. They were college folks, man. They were right. They were college coaches and people that wanted to influence young men's lives. I think that's where Kirby is. That's why, Mike, we don't ever hear – how can you be the best coach in college football and you never hear his name out there with the NFL?
Right. It's not even getting to square one. No. Now, Lane Kiffin, head coach in the NFL, Al Davis had some strong things to say about him and his personality.
Yep.
Has he matured? Has he grown up after being in the wilderness down in South Florida and then getting this gig? Latest on Lane Kiffin, his rep. So Jimmy Sexton is talking to Florida, according to 24/7 Sports.
What's that contract going to look like?
13.5. You know, it's going to be at least $13 million. That's what people are saying. His daughter was seen at an LSU boosters event. So, I mean, and you've already heard the story, but the wife was already flown, and the family, apparently Lane is reconciled with the wife, much like Billy Bob Thornton in Landman. And apparently the wife and family are back. And the idea now that Ed Orgeron, they would like the idea of reuniting because Ed Orgeron is a tremendous recruiter. And again, I don't know how Lane would feel about having him.
But I think they've worked together.
They did at USC and at other stops at Tennessee as well. Remember Ed Orgeron showed up? Tennessee boys! Remember that? We joked around about that. But getting back to Lane, yeah, they're giving him all the resources. LSU, to me, makes perfect sense. And if you believe that there is that ultimatum, which Lane told Pat McAfee, there's no ultimatum. I did yoga with the AD. But a lot of people do feel that that is, in fact, happened. And there is a line in the sand before the Egg Bowl. But Lane, to me, the old LSU thing just makes so much sense.
You know what's crazy? If Ole Miss had the stones, like they'd just be like, we're done with this, right? But Lane has all the power here.
Correct. He's got all the leverage.
He's got all the leverage.
And you're never going to replace him. You're never going to find a coach like the Swagger. Now, again, you could argue about the defense, but did beat Georgia last year. They are ranked. They're in the position for the playoffs. He's 50. You know what I mean? If you're, like I said yesterday, if you're an old, I feel for Ole Miss fans because there's nothing worse than being over a barrel like this with a coach who's a hot prospect.
Yeah. I mean, like, a lot of people said just
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why don't they just cut the cord and tell Lane we're done and move on?
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, there goes your season. There goes your chance of doing something.
Well, that's the thing. I think the biggest part about this is if, in fact, he leaves between now and the start of the college football playoff, that is another ugly mark on his resume.
Bad. Optics on that are terrible.
And that is the problem I think personally he may be dealing with because he's been saying and preaching to his team, like, you know, oh, when you're good, these are the things that happen and people want you and I'm here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.